Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Interesting thing. There's so many weird things that have happened with coronavirus, COVID-19, however you want to package it. There have been, you know, some industries that have been doing terribly, and then there are some that are actually booming and they're busier than they've ever been. It's just nobody could have predicted what would be benefiting and would be going the other way.
You're absolutely right, and it's astonishing.
So here's something that we didn't think about. You know, like the whole toilet paper fiasco.
Yeah.
Pocket change has apparently become a short. There's a huge shortage of change.
Really?
Because people aren't using it.
I have like a purse filled with it. Oh, I guess that's why. Right. There you go. Because it's in my purse.
Yeah, it's in your purse.
And
that's
exactly it. So I've only been paying by credit, and a lot of the stuff that I've normally been paying cash for, like, you know, food at Wawa, lunch, things like that. I've been bringing my own lunch, so I've been and doing a lot of online shopping and stuff like that. So my cash exchange has been, my cash exchange has been very small. When I come home from work every day, I unload my pocket change. We have this gigantic mason jar. It's like 5 gallons. It's huge.
Yeah.
And then like every 3 or 4 years, we go and change it in. And it's, you know, it's like over $1,000 worth of change. So I haven't been doing that.
Of course.
I haven't thrown any change.
And you're not putting it back
all
into the system.
Yeah.
See, but there are some things, though. But obviously, I still buy my smack and I pay for my hookers with cash.
You have to.
Yeah. But nobody makes change in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The hooker's definitely not giving you change.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So banks around the U.S. are running out of nickels, dimes, quarters, and even pennies.
No kidding.
And the Federal Reserve, which supplies banks, has been forced to ration their supplies.
Huh.
According to Gay Dempsey, who runs the Bank of Lincoln County in Tennessee, nobody was expecting it. Dempsey's bank typically dispenses 400 to 500 rolls of pennies each week. And under the rationing order, her allotment was cut down to just 100 rolls, with similar cutbacks in dimes, nickels, and quarters.
So Republic Bank is the only bank that I know of that will that has those change counting things that doesn't charge you if you're not a bank member, right?
Our bank stopped doing that.
Yeah, ours did too, and it pissed me off because they had this cool little thing that would light up, and it looked like a little carnival. The kids would do it, and now it just sits there. Nothing's happening.
Why did they take those away? That was like kind of silly.
But I do. I have the same thing as you, Preston. I have a giant 5 gallon thing, and I ended up last year. I exchanged all my money at the Republic Bank. $700 and some odd.
Whoa.
So I know.
Wow.
But I wonder if...
I'm sorry, real quick. How much did it weigh?
A lot.
Oh, my God, it's heavy.
So the thing is, I had to, at some point, Nick, I had to take all the change out, and I ended up putting it into different coffee containers because after a while, because it's glass, the weight of the change will actually kind of, it'll break it. So they say once you get past like a quarter filled that you should probably...
Drop
it
off the roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fill it all the way up.
And yours is glass?
Yeah, and we've had it for years and years. But when we have to move it, you got to scoop a bunch of
the
it
whole
out.
The whole family has to come
out. Yeah, everybody's involved.
Come on, kids, coin scooping time.
Because, Casey, we usually, it's over $1,000. So some $1,200
oh
it's
gosh.
Been. And 1 year it was $1,500. I mean, this is over...
years.
You know, collecting for 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Right.
Mine has like matchbox cars in it, fake coins from the cash register.
Kathy, this is a long time ago. I was at the bank and I'm dumping all this change into. There was pot in there.
Do they have a pot machine in the bank?
I was like, oh my God.
Yes. This is an extra $50?
Yeah. I mean,
it weighs it in grams, Steve, and you get the equivalent.
I want to convert this 8-ball to cash, please.
It was stems and seeds and buds. I was like, oh my God.
I went to a bank yesterday, and I don't know if everybody's doing this or just the bank that I went to, but the doors are locked. Like, you can't just walk into the bank. You have to call for an appointment and let them know you're coming.
Okay.
Or throw a garbage can to the window.
Right.
I'm going to go to an anonymous caller about the coin rationing. Hi, you're on the air, anonymous caller.
Hi, good morning, gadzooks, bitches.
Gadzooks to you, bitch. All right, so what's the story with the change where you work?
Yeah, so actually I do work for a large corporate bank. We have a very large presence in the Philadelphia area, and it's true. The U.S. Mint has not been able to produce any coin since mid-March when everybody shut down. So when you can't produce coin, there's nothing being circulated. And then also with all the businesses being shut down, no coin is being circulated. So essentially now that everything's starting to open back up, the mint needs to quote-unquote catch up. but there isn't any coin. So they're only trying, they only have what they were able to produce up until mid-March.
Wow.
So now that you have businesses opening up and everything. So the particular location that I work for used to get boxes,
right.
boxes of coin for like a week, one box per branch per week.
Okay, wow. That's wild. So for the longest crazy. Time, there's been a push, anonymous caller, to try to go away,
to get rid of pennies.
To get rid of pennies and certain coins and even paper currency and everything.
No. Paper currency is okay. Paper currency is still in circulation. It's just you're worried. I mean, even like my one particular client that I do support, they use dollars and half dollars. I'm like, dude, we have like boxes of those. Nobody uses those. It's your quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies that you're concerned about. Yeah, so it's your main coin, particularly quarters, because that's what you use at like vending machines. That's what you use for games when you play games down the shore. So it's like you really have to think about those type of people. So if you have $4,000 worth of change, please deposit it.
All right.
We can do that. All
so
right.
the bitch is though. We need those machines.
Where do we do
we
it?
Need those damn machines. Those Coinstar machines.
Well,
no rolling change is a freaking nightmare.
Well, we need them without the surcharge.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because they have them at local grocery stores that we can go to. What we did find out though is instead of taking that that surcharge, they were offering up like gift cards.
Okay.
What is the surcharge?
No, the surcharge is in it. Instead of getting cash, we had to get gift cards. That's what it
is.
Was.
So, is it a lot of money?
It's 10%.
Yeah. Well, you can go like the one that's a supermarket. The one that I go to the supermarket, you put the coins in, and produce comes out.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to get
Kathy,
touch Fandango.
You know, for perspective, if you have $1,000 worth of coins, it's $100. $100.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's a lot.
For
that's
counting
why
your change.
Republic Bank is the only bank, and there's one right around the corner from us. So there's one in Wynwood. I got no skin in the game. It's not like they're my bank of choice. They're just the only bank in the area that I know of that doesn't charge you anything for your change.
Nick, what is this article about here you pulled up?
So TD Bank, among others, was sued because they were shortchanging people, no pun intended, for the amount that they were putting in. So there was this class action suit against the TD Bank, which is a Canadian bank. I didn't know that.
They took all of them out, right? They had to remove all of the machines from their branches.
You know what? And it was probably some people who, literally were nickel and diming.
Yeah.
Maybe because I can't see them really missing by a huge mark.
Yeah, but you put in 200 pounds of change and you get $5 back.
If I'm putting my money in, I'm expecting there's going to be a margin of error.
Yes, especially for being able to take your 1,400 pounds of change.
Yeah. In fact, when we went by our bank and we brought all our change with us and we walk in and I'm like, where are the change machines?
Bingo.
And they're like, we don't do it anymore. And they go, we can give you some of the sleeves to roll them yourself.
I remember doing that as a kid.
I would roll my own coins to roll them myself.
Wow.
I want the colorful decorated machine that goes bing, bing when I put the change in.
Nothing is over!
But I would have to put my account number on each one, and if it was short, they would deduct it from, if there was a difference in any way, they would deduct it from your account.
I remember one time between jobs years ago when I went to that Coinstar machine saved my life. I grabbed every bit of, I was looking to make a bill, a payment, and I didn't get paid for work that I had done, and so obviously that chain reaction takes place. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I went to the supermarket and converted the change, and I was pulling from everywhere, and I left with hundreds of dollars worth of, bills. I got the money back, but I'm like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's real money.
It's real money.
What are you going to go in? I'm going to put $200 worth of coins in the mail and send it to you.
Right. No, it's real money, and we treat it, or at least I treated it, like found money, like... I don't know when you traded in your $1,000 as change, what you did with it. Like if everybody got a treat or if you bought something for the family or.
I don't remember, but it was something family oriented that we were going to do with that.
Loosely free reinforcements.
Yeah, for everybody.
we usually do it before a vacation.
Yeah, right?
You know what? And I think that's what it was.
I think we spent that on the vacation.
It ends up being the vacation fun for a lot of people or just something fun.
I would have never... Like,
in the beginning of Caddyshack. It's put the change in the college fund.
Yeah,
they would throw his change in there.
I thought though that like that there would be a shortage in coins. I mean, like I've gone to the store and been surprised at what they don't like. Yesterday, I went to Home Depot and I'm like, "Do you have the tomato cages?" And the guy was like, he laughed at me. He's like, "They fly off
you
the shelves,
dumb bitch."
I was like, "I had no idea that." We couldn't get vegetable cages.
Well, those, yeah, the things that people are now gravitating to because they're staying at home and doing things and doing garden, that makes sense. But the shortage of coins absolutely makes sense. That's the first thing they told us. Well, try to refrain from using money because that's obviously a conveyor of the germs.
Right, right.
I'm going to go to Rich, who works at the Mint. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning, Gadzooks.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Excellent. Yeah, so you work at the one in Center City?
Yeah, I do. There's never been a shutdown. We had some alternating schedules, but they've been making money since this whole thing started.
Okay,
but
they're printing money.
What they're doing is they're still trying to keep up with the demand. So there's like a hiring blitz going on. So if people are interested, they can go to usajobs.com. Ah.
No kidding, at the Mint. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do there, Rich?
I'd rather not say, but okay. You know.
That's right. Listen, if you wouldn't mind, I've been there before. I took a tour of the facility one time. Yeah. Can you have them dress it up a little bit? I was a little underwhelmed.
Really, was it?
I was unimpressive.
And, you know, what's funny is they just put $7 million into that like 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have a roller coaster.
It was a long time ago that I went, and I remember being excited to go because I love that type of
thing.
Yeah,
so
do I. And I was very underwhelmed with it. So
this stinks.
The tour is kind of like hokey, but yeah, it's great.
Stinks.
You
know? what did you think of our tour, sir?
All right, thanks, man. We'll have to revisit that. But I remember, like, the displays were really outdated. There was, like, old wood grain paneling and stuff. I'm like, it's the U.S.
The guy has the cigarette in his mind. What'd you think?
Yeah.
There's only a handful of these in the country.
The Franklin Mint's gone, by the way. Have you driven down Route 1?
Oh, did they tear it down?
Gone, man.
Really?
Are they expanding the Wawa campus there? Because that Wawa campus gets bigger and bigger every year.
I thought there was residential stuff going on back there, but that part of Route 1 is a mess right now.
That Franklin Mint building stayed up 20 years after that thing shut down.
And it was cool. It was a cool design to the building,
you
remember?
And my grandmother, when she ran out of things to do, she would take me there. And
to the museum?
Yeah, I got to...
Please get lost. Please. There's a stranger there. Go touch his knee.
Yeah, that's what Ruth would do.
Hey, I'm gonna go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
I'm gonna go look at the plates.
Hey, yeah, do that.
Hey, what, Michelle? How you doing?
Awesome. This is my first time on the air. I feel like a kid right now.
Well, listen, we need a better. Hey, what? You guys were talking. Yeah, so say hey, bitches again, please.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what?
There you go, Michelle.
You deserved it.
All right. So you wanted to mention something about the coin collecting.
Yeah. So actually, my brother collected quarters growing up. So we always had one of those huge blue water jugs that you usually have in an office.
Sure. Yeah, they're great.
And we used to fill that, and we would go through it so he could get, like, all the state quarters. But we filled it to the tippy top a couple of times.
Wow.
The first time we did it, it was over $5,000.
Wait, are you only putting quarters in there? Is that what you said?
Well, we would go through to get the quarters.
Get them out.
Okay.
He would collect all the state quarters, so... It was just always change. I think, you know, my parents helped us. So, you know, if we ever had change. And, you know, whenever my dad would, like, fall asleep on the couch, we'd take the coins out of the couch and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Michelle, you never think of that, that, you know, the coins that you're looking at or you're dismissing or putting in the barrel or putting in the tray when you're coming in and out as one day being $5,000. But it does eventually.
Absolutely. I mean, because you would rather have a dollar than four quarters most of the time.
Right.
So, you know, you get to that point, you're like, oh, my God, like, this is actually worth some money. Like,
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. $5,000, that's a hell of a take, man.
Well, you know, it's like that, the Thank app, you. I guess, is it Ashton Kutcher is one of the investors in the app, the Acorn app?
Acorn app, yeah.
Right.
Nick Murphy does it. He loves it. He swears by it.
Right. So it'll round off the percentage of anything that you're purchasing and take the change that'd be that to the highest figure, and then donate that.
Yeah. My grandfather, actually Ruth's husband, Steve, the one that would drop me off at the Franklin Mint, he was a coin collector. And when he passed away, which was like 1983, I inherited his coin collection.
Is it worth anything?
I probably, but I have not looked at it in 20, 25 years.
Right.
And I have it. I have it at home. And it's just one of those things that right now it's just sitting in a container in the
house.
It's
too painful, right?
No, it's probably worse. Somehow.
It's got to be.
You'll always remember me by these coins.
Don't
spend any of them. Steal your Christmas trees from public land. Remember that.
Yeah. Learned a lot from it. But, you know, some of those, I find the history of it pretty fascinating. And there was a stretch where, like, if there was a little P on it, it meant that it was printed and minted in Philadelphia.
I'm going to piss on these. Now, watch carefully. These are the ones I'm going to piss on. You remember these. If you ever want to remember me, you take a whiff of that. It'll smell like meat.
The letter P.
Pennsylvania. I said that.
D for Denver.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I said a little P on there.
There's another P, but don't touch those.
But I think during...
those are mostly the copper-based brown coins.
Right. I'm going to get this wrong, but like during World War II, they were all silver. They were, you know, the nickels became silver, stuff like, you know.
Right. Did he have the anomalous coins, Nick, where they do a run of a coin and there was an error in it and stuff like that?
You know what? I'll look for it when I get home tonight.
I'd be curious.
Yeah.
There were coins that were different metals because of World War II. They needed certain metals.
Right.
Styrofoam coins.
Those were not worth as much in the long run.
You got to be careful because they're crumbling.
They just crumble, yeah. What is this?
No, but you're right. You can look on the side of a quarter and you can see there's two different shades of of the metal, and they use,
zinc in the middle or whatever.
I used to have
argentium.
I used to have a full solid silver quarter from, I think it might have been like 1965 or something like that.
Dude,
I held on to for a long time.
I'll still find a 50-cent piece and get excited about it.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger.
Oh, I like
it's only 50 cents.
I love the Sacagawea coins, man. The gold ones, those are the dollar coins. Those are awesome.
They're cool. Case, what's the name of the. So, because I know people are going to start to.
Republic Bank.
So, these things are. If you can get these coins back into circulation, we're hearing, it'll make a big difference. But obviously, you don't want to get wonked with that heavy surcharge.
$2 bills. You guys still get $2 bills?
Sure.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that.
You know what's on the back?
Sometimes.
The Jefferson airplane.
Sure. It's Paul Kantner and Grace Slick.
Wait a minute. I do know this.
Well, Jefferson's on
Jefferson's on the front.
Yeah.
And on the back, it's not.
Arnold Ziffel.
No. Give me a hint.
It's a ceremony. It's not like a building.
It's the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's well
not
done.
Not a bris.
It's not a bris.
A bris. What's with this? There's a rabbi on the back of this bill.
Why is this here?
My cousin likes to get those. Whenever he goes to the bank, he'll always get like a couple hundred of twos if they have them because he likes to leave those as tip money.
Yeah. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little treat. Let me go.
It's a little treat.
It's a little currency you won't use and no one will accept.
Let me go to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Photos.
Congratulations. Hey, so it says here you used to work at TD Bank with the coin machines and all that.
Yes, I did. Years ago, I used to work there, and it was so funny because people would come in with buckets and buckets of quarters, milk jugs, water jugs. People would get coins out of water fountains, everything else, and dump it into the machines.
Yeah.
As employees, we had to go in there. When it would get stuck, we would find nuts, bolts, nails. The machine would get wet from wet coins, and we would have to go in there and pull everything out and try and reset everything. But we would have people who would come in and complain if it was one penny off.
Seriously.
What they thought the amount should
Mike,
have
so I use so when I would use the machines, I would, as with Preston, you assume it's going to be off a little bit.
Yeah.
But
that's
if
your surcharge.
Yeah, that's it. So, okay, it won't be 100% accurate. If you got me 95% accuracy, I'd be okay with that.
Correct.
Let me ask you, how often would the machines get mucked up? How often would you have to fix them?
At least two or three times an hour.
Two or three times an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime I've gone in with those large amounts, Steve, there's always a time where the machine like will seize up and you got to get a manager or somebody to help out.
It's such a great sound. The clink, 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 clink.
Oh, I do love that.
Yeah. It's like you're at a casino, but you know you're going to win.
Yeah.
And the worst part is like, she would get kids that would come in, but they would drop coins in with bubble gum on it.
Ugh,
and all that stuff would get mucked up in the machinery. So, yes, it would give an off count because it would not. Be able to count things accurately because things were getting stuck.
Know this. If you bring your, where is there a public facility you can bring your change
to have it redeemed for cash?
Well, I mean,
besides a bank.
Well, yeah, the supermarket. My yeah, Acme.
I mean, is there like, you couldn't bring it to the Treasury, for example, right?
Oh.
Unfortunately, banks will not accept loose coins anymore. They will tell you that you need to have them rolled up. Citibank was one of the only banks that would allow customers and non-customers come in with a bucket of coins and be able to dump it in. And if you were a customer, you did not get the surcharge. If you were a customer, it was a free service.
So what's the best, this used to be all the rage. It'd be something that people would get all the time for Christmas. You know, those home coin counting machines.
We got one of those. Carter wanted one of those, and we used it once. It's another thing.
Me and my four-year-old daughter just did the coin little jar from Sharper Image, and we sat there for about 3 hours putting in about $8 worth of coins one by one.
Oh. Yeah, no. F that.
Is there a machine that you can not only just coin counting, but it would actually put it into the little coin slips?
The coin counter machines would do it. Units.
You put the little rolls underneath in these little tubes, and then you turn the crank, and it'll sift through and send them into the proper.
And then you have ice cream.
And they have ice cream.
I like ice cream.
All right, thank you.
You do.
Thank you, Mike. No.
Can you convert this to ice cream? There's a simple-minded fellow out there who thinks we can convert this to ice cream.
TD Bank has the best pens.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. They do.
Thank you, Kathy.
You know what? These pens are awesome.
I'm telling you, you have great pens,
guys.
I'm telling you, I had to go to Citizens yesterday, and I was like, man, should have opened the account at TD Bank. I could have grabbed one of those pens.
That's right.
I'm not kidding you. It went through my head.
Do you want a Casey Boy pen? I had a whole bunch of Casey Boy.
I don't have one of those.
You have
over
Casey
here.
Boy pens?
He does.
Yeah, that's his greeting card. Instead of his business card.
Greeting card. Happy birthday. No, instead of doing a business card, I decided to have pens printed up because people throw away business cards
and they throw away pens.
And they lose pens.
Have you been handing them out, or they just
no? Because we went into quarantine and haven't really had an opportunity to.
It's a great idea, though.
I needed a good pen.
You know what you need? Go to my local bank has a pen counting machine, which is great,
and it's ergonomically designed too. It's got a little slenderness in the middle.
Notice the colors.
Green.
Eagles.
Green and silver. Like
Philadelphia Eagles.
What if you did Cowboys blue?
Oh, my God. Oops.
Marissa.
I actually don't like the TD Bank pens,
what?
But Univest has the pens.
No wonder Kathy hates you.
Wait,
how could you not like TD Bank's pens?
They're a little too big for me.
Well, give me all your TD Bank pens.
But Univest has ones like Casey, and I dare you to go to First Trust because they have actually nice pens that have a stylist on them.
Oh.
So it's a multi- functional pen.
They have a stylus on them?
Yes.
Wow. No, she said stylist.
She did say that. Didn't she?
So is it a hairstylist or?
Yeah. Angela actually comes with every pen.
Kathy, I think.
You have a TD Bank pen?
I think I might have it.
Preston just picked up his pen caddy.
In my briefcase here, and I think it doesn't work anymore. I was so upset. No. I pulled it out. I'm like, I'm pulling out my special pen. And hang on, let me see. You know what? I might have thrown it away. No, I saved it. Hang on.
You have it?
No, it's a Coldwell Bank.
Look at that beauty.
And it wrote so smoothly, but I haven't used it in ages. Wait, it's writing again.
I'm doing it.
It's kind of half-assed
working.
I hate
that.
That sucks.
Man.
All right, well, anyhow.
Whatever happened with Jackie Bam Bam and all the pens that he chose?
Oh, I don't know. They're still there.
Okay.
I took a picture of one that he just completely obliterated a few months ago. This is before the pandemic.
You know what we need to do? We need to get metal pens that look like they're plastic.
Yeah.
And have him crack his teeth
in the studio. Maybe we'll train him to stop chewing on the pens.
He wouldn't be able to chew on the TD Bank pen.
Is it metal?
It's not.
Hard plastic.
It's hard plastic, but it doesn't have that lid where he's chewing off. Wait, does he still hide them?
I think that he's he's the only one that he can actually see it.
And he denies it's him, right?
He did for the longest time. He's like, it's not me. Oh, yes, it is. It is you. Like, why?
It continues.
Okay.
Hey, I want to go to this call because Barry works on the Franklin Mint Project.
All right.
So let's double back to that for a second. Hi. Good morning, Barry.
Hi. Am I on the radio?
Yes.
Sweet.
Excellent. What's up, man?
So I'm the civil engineer on the Franklin Mint Redevelopment Project. So
tons of stuff going on there. One is the SEPTA. They're doing a new train station.
Yes.
So that's really?
Extending the, yeah, so that's extending the Media Elwin line.
Wow.
To Middletown Township.
Wow, okay.
So that's the first one, and then right next to that is residential development. So they just opened that up. That's all now for sale. And, like, some of those streets in that residential development, we named them after, like, figures of the Franklin Mint.
Oh, cool.
So, like, remember that big medallion on the museum?
Yes.
That big circular building?
Yep. That was the museum part, yeah.
Yeah, so we saved that medallion. It'll be used in the development somewhere. And then we took that guy's name. And so he was the original engraver of the JFK half dollar.
Yeah.
Wow. Back in the 60s.
Okay.
So, like, we named some of the streets after him and Kennedy and all this other stuff.
Hey, Barry, as a civil engineer, is there anything that you can do about that traffic buildup that happens going southbound on Route 1? I mean, honestly, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it backs up from 452 all the way past the Y, and it gets really, really bad. And I know that when they were talking about doing what you guys are doing now, people were against it because it was going to make traffic worse. Are you guys addressing that issue at all?
Yeah, so I think you're talking northbound, like towards Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're heading northbound, but the traffic goes backs up southbound.
Yeah, so part of the redevelopment is going to have a like a separate collector road where you can jump off of Baltimore Pike Route 1 to make your way to 452 to get so that you don't have to wait in that traffic lane.
Okay. Because it's bad. I mean, it's really, really bad. And I would it's not like I was a big-time gym goer to begin with, but I would definitely avoid going to the Rocky Run Y in and around those times.
Because you didn't
want to. Well, because I didn't want to.
But what do you mean northbound traffic backs up southbound?
All right, so you're heading northbound, right?
Yeah.
So,
but you're sitting backwards in the car.
But no, the traffic extends.
Extends
south.
Yes. Backwards.
You're headed north, but
you don't have to say that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. But I did. I said it that way, and right. I said it.
Thank you, Barry.
Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, well, anyhow, the main focus of this conversation was the fact that they're running out of change. There's not much pocket change, and they're having to ration it. The Federal Reserve is monitoring it closely. The U.S. Mint produced fewer coins than usual this spring in an effort to protect employees from infection. And a larger problem, as with many pandemic shortages, is the distribution. So a lot of people are hanging on to their coins. And they need you, like the caller said earlier, you need to go and you got to get those out into circulation if you can.
You know what I got at the beginning of all this stuff? I got one of those UV little containers where you put your change and your money and your credit cards and your keys and all that stuff in there. And it bombards it with the supposedly disinfecting light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but the thing is, I always have cash on me.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I've gone now weeks without having actual cash.
I have it in my wallet that hasn't moved in 3 months.
Right, right.
The same cash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Like 40 bucks?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like, $52.
I went to Produce Junction not that long ago, and they only take cash, so I was forced to use some of the, but I'm the same, Preston, like 3 months, the same amount of money.
Yep. You still owe me $100, do you not? Did we make a bet like a year or two ago?
We did. No, I think I thought I paid that up. It was a Michael Jackson thing, right?
What was the bet?
That he was all man.
No.
And I won?
It had to do with a song. And I was like, I bet you $100 right now.
Yeah.
I thought I paid up on that. Okay. Mm. All right.
Well, that's why you should never bet money, because you don't know if you actually paid up or you can't.
Bet livestock.
Yeah, bet. That's the way to do it. I definitely have a cow in my backyard.
Quick story about somebody who owes someone in a bet. Jace owes Matt Cord $50.
Whoa!
your son owes, excuse me? How did that happen?
How old is Jace again?
He's 8.
Okay.
So he bet Matt Cord. They were on the beach together, and he bet Matt Cord that he couldn't score a goal on him. Jace has a goalie net and a soccer ball on the
beach.
And
did $50 fly out of his mouth? Was that his idea?
It was Jace's idea. I'll bet you $50. Matt got the goal, so Jace owes Matt $50.
Wow. Can you imagine an 8-year goal and I'll bet you $50?
And then Jace goes, well, we didn't shake on it.
Oh, no.
He's a welcher.
Already.
Not cool.
Man.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.